first one of the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Nishalom says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Amunah, of knowing Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tesicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Rabbi Nishalom gave us the mitzvah of Amunah, and it's Meyusid, the foundation of it is, based on the fact that I took you out of Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Which means, the Nisim that went on in Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom could have took us out, give one makkah, and he could have got us out. The fact that there was 10 makkahs, it was in order to teach us the foundation of Amunah, of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, who Hashem is. Like the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu the plan, Vani akshes leiv paroi. I'm going to harden the heart of paroi. The Perek Zayin. Virbasius oisoisai ves moivsai v'eretz Mitzrayim. And I'm going to make many all the oisoisai moivsai v'eretzrayim. Rashi explains this pasuk. I'm going to harden the heart of paroi. Since I see Paroi was acting with rishus against me, and I know he's not going to be chayz really b'tshuva, toiv li sheskasha liba, better I harden his heart. Laman har bois boi oisoisai, to make many oisois, many makis, v'takiru atem es gvurasi. And you, Klal Yisrael, will recognize my gvura. V'chemi dosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our Rebbeinu Shlom's anhaga always. Mevi pronius ala umois. He brings tragedy and pronius to nations. Kidei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yiro. That Klal Yisrael can learn a lesson and develop a yira shemayim and amunah in the Rebbeinu Shlom. So what's mavur over here is that all the ten makis, the ganze yitzias Mitzrayim, was really there to teach us a lesson in recognizing the Rebbeinu Shlom, the koyach of the Rebbeinu Shlom, the amunah b'Hashem. Like the pasuk at Tehillim, the Perek Tzadi Dalid writes. The Feirish Apostle, Hayoyser Goyim, Halo Yechiach, Hamalamin Odom Das. Which means the Rebbeinu Shlom is Yoyser Goyim. He brings punishment and suffering to nations. Halo Yechiach, is he not showing us something? Hamalamin Odom Das, he's teaching a person knowledge. The Rebbeinu Shlom is giving lessons in Amunah when he brings and orchestrates things that we witnessed by the Goyim, and specifically by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, how the Ramban speaks about all our foundations in Amunah. The fact that we're Maimin, that the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, the fact that we're Maimin, that the Rebbeinu Shem's Mashkiach and constantly watches and is involved in the world, and the fact that we're Maimin, that the Rebbeinu Shlom has the yecholus to do whatever he wants in this world, all those three foundations, Dr. Ramban, is learned from the makas. Like the psukim bring down over there, Laman teida ki ani Hashem bekerev haoretz, Laman teida ki Lashem haoretz, I own the world. And Bavur Teda ki ain't kamoini. There's no one like me. I'm kol yachol b'chol ha'aretz in the land. All these foundations came from the ten makas. And the Ramban adds in that famous Ramban, Hakol liyos lonu b'chol hadoyros edus b'moivsim shlo yishachu. And it's there for a lesson for all generations. All the generations afterwards. We're talking about over 3,000 years since Yitzias Mitzrayim. And yet it's still there for us today to learn a lesson from the year of 2448 when Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. We're still learning the lessons on the foundations of Amuna from what we witnessed then and what we know happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 10 Makas. It's there to teach us today too. Foundations of Amuna Bashem. But in truth, there's a tremendous difficulty to understand what we're talking about here. We're hearing very clearly that the Yom Tov of Pesach with Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Amunah. But there's a tremendous difficulty. Rav Shach asked this question in Avi Ezri and in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Hei. A very simple question. Foundations of Amunah. Amunah means to believe. The fact that Hashem created the world, He's watching and knows what's going on in the world, He's all capable to do what He wants in the world, all these foundations of Amunah, it's belief, or it's the most simple thing to anybody who has any brains in their head. It's Yediyah, it's Pashut knowledge. Rav Shach asked this Haro, V'hinei me'oz u'mitamid ha'yisi mispala. I was always in wonder. Lama mechanen le'mitzvah zu emuna. Why in the world is this called belief, emuna? Harei b'pshutoi zehu ha'maskulois ha'rishonis. It's the most simple intellect. The efshe lo'ilu b'leimadik. You can't think for a moment the world has no controller and maker. You look at your guf, your body, and you see Hashem, like the Pasuk writes. Ha-chochma ha-niflo, the unbelievable chochma in the human body and in every creation that we see in this world. Eich efsher, shekol zehu b'loy manig, you think there's no creator? It evolved, there's evolution? It's impossible to think so. You have to be a total lunatic to believe in evolution. So Frek Rav Shach, Lama Zeh Nikra Emuna. So why would this be called Emuna, belief? It's the most simple Yediyah that anybody who has any intellect understands this. And this is the question of the whole Yom Tov of Pesach then. What does it mean, the whole Yom Tov? Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about Emuna and belief. These are simple points that anybody with any intellect knows and understands and doesn't have to believe. So what's Emunah? Azoy Frek Rav Shach. Listen to these words. Sha'alti ezoyis lamorin hagoyin hagodor b'yitzhak zev salavetchik. I had this horror and I decided to ask the Brisker Rav. V'omali, the Brisker Rav told me, shegam hu amad al zeh. He also had the same problem. He had the same question too. V'shol zoiz lo'ov v'agoyin Reb Chaim. And he who had the same problem went and asked Reb Chaim the Shaila. V'omali, what Reb Chaim tell him, Zok Rav Shach? Shevadai ad kamo shesecha lo'odo magas. When your intellect reaches, you're 100% right. Hu muskul, that's just simple understanding. V'ein zu emuna. You're 100% right. That's not called emuna. V'hi yediya, that's mamash yediya. That's not emuna. Zok Reb Chaim, chiyuv emuna maschil. The chiyuv and the mitzvah of having emuna begins. Mimokoim shekolo seichel adam. Where your intellect ends and things that you don't understand, that's where Amuna begins. The Hizbir La'atzma Inyan, he explained the Inyan. Your intellect is limited to the time and place where you find yourself. And things that are things that are above your time or place, kvar ein loy musig. You have no understanding to that. Va'atzmusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shlom's reality and Metzius, hu l'mayla min hazman va'amokon. Who Hashem really is above your time and place, and therefore it's above your intellect, the all capabilities of Hashem. She'ein sham mokon l'seichel ha'adam. Oz chol olav chayves ha'amuna. That's where the chi of amuna begins. That's where it's chal, the obligation to believe. Zehu masha shamati. This is what I heard from the Brisker Rav in the name of his father, Reb Chaim. So we're learning here a frightening reality. Amuna begins where you don't understand. All the questions we have. Why am I having this challenge? Why is this so difficult for me? I've been trying so hard. How can Hashem do that to me? That's exactly where you have your first opportunity to start being a maimon. Everything else until then is not even the mitzvah of Amunah. The simple understanding of having Hashem in the world, a creator, and he's running the world, and he's all capable, that's all Yediyah. That's not even where Amunah begins. But rather, when you don't understand, and things make no sense, and you have questions, that's where you have the ability to have the answer. And what's the answer? Not that you understand Hashem's ways, but you believe and trust in Hashem. And you know he has a master plan. And Amela, that's where the mitzvah of Buddha begins. You know, Shimshon Pinkus, Zatzal. Remember when he was nifter of Nebuch in that car accident? Him, his wife, and his daughter all killed out in one car accident. Rachman al-Islam, Mamash, Kamad Ever Pesach. See, he writes in his Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfilah, in the Perek of Rina, he talks about the same point that Rav Shach's talking about, but he talks about it more in very practical terms for us. He's speaking our language. He says, Emunah, of course, isn't to believe that there is Hashem. All these things he says, Yediyah Pshuta, simple belief, simple knowledge. L'chol mishen esuma gam, if you're not totally blind, or you're not totally cherish gam, you're not totally deaf, to know Hashem exists and runs the world is simple. But rather, hamuvan amiti shel amuna. What does it mean to have amuna? Hu lahamin sheyecholto yisborach hu bilti balis tachlis. The Rebbeinu Shlom's capabilities are infinite. Ulahamin to believe Masha ain't koyach apel omroi. To believe in Hashem's capabilities in things that your mouth can't describe what the solution's going to be. V'loi ba'oizim l'shamoi. And things that you don't know how to hear a solution and a possibility of what could be a good answer. People don't have the ability to recognize what the possibility of answer in a situation is. But rather, when you had a very heavy heart, machmas ezet sorrow, whatever sorrow you might have, or whatever difficulty you're going through and challenge you have, v'otzuv, and you feel some level of depression, umayuish, and you feel hopeless, I karav l'kachem, close to that, where you feel in with tzoros of pisroim, your tzara has no interpretation, there's no way to go ahead and find a solution for your problem. At that point, Zoka Shimshon Pinkus, that's where the mitzvah amuna begins. Im hayamaimim, Shalakim Pisroim, if you really believe in Hashem, you realize Hashem has solutions for it all. Umashanirush Eloy Eitz of Isashia, what seems to be hopeless, Harei laKodesh Baruch Hu yesh al zeh eitzes. The Rebbeinu Shem has the eitzes. Pshutois or maisiois, simple, practical. Loitziyim esvach, to take you out of what you tangled into. Sharei Godol Hu lemaylo mashe yochol litvois bekat musay. He's way above from what our simple understanding in our smallness. Ein chekel yecholto. We can't fathom his capabilities. What we can't understand, that's when we have to start believing that leave it to Hashem, Hashem knows. This is a moiridika shtickel that's life-changing if you really think about it and understand it. Because we all think we're maminim. Who thinks of himself as not a maimin? We all think we're maminim, b'nei maminim. We all have great emunah. And we don't realize our level of emunah is not called emunah. That's called yediyah. When things go on in our life, we will have questions. And we don't realize that that's the point exactly where you could begin being a maimon. That's where emunah begins. This is mamash a brand new chiddush that people don't realize. And this is the yesod of the Yontif of Pesach. We have to develop over the Yontif of Pesach from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the yesodos of emunah, the foundations of emunah, but not on a level of intellect. When it's on a level of intellectually understanding it, you left it with yediyah. That's simple knowledge of any person that's not blind and deaf. We have to develop these foundations that they could go ahead and spill over into our lives. To realize when it's hard to believe things can change in your life, that's when I'm maimon b'Hashem that He can make changes. When it's hard to believe things can get better, that's when I believe in Hashem that He could make it happen. When it's hard to believe in a solution for my impossible situation, that's when we have to believe and have emunah b'Hashem. That's where emunah begins. Everything less than that is just yediyah. That's not even the mitzvah of emunah. Yisrael Eliyahu Weintraub Zatzal, Gevaldik Tzadik in one of Gedolei Yisrael, was nifted about 15 years ago. He said, you know, Pesach by night, we make a Seder. Very strange thing. In all of our Yiddishkeit throughout the year, we don't have a Seder. Even if you have a Suda Shabbos with a certain system of what you follow week after week, there's no Din Seder. Pesach is the one time a year you have a Seder. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. It's a Seder. We don't find it at any time of the year by Yiddishkeit that we have such a thing. Zokar Yisrael, all your wine travels atzal. On Pesach by night is a Seder. Because we're trying to show the Yid that everything in the Bria has a Seder. Everything's organized by Hashem. Maloi Kalaretz Kavaydoi. Pesach HaNayim, we're trying to develop our Amunah. Part of developing Amunah is to know that nothing happens randomly. There's a system and everything going on in your life is b'seder. It's all with a system. It's all perfect. Designed perfectly for you. Many times we don't understand. Many times we can't figure out what's going on. Why would Hashem do this to me? But a person has to have an answer and know. I have emunah b'Hashem that He's running it with a system and it's all in order. It's a seder. And that's why it's a Seder Pesach by night, to instill this lesson of Amunah into every Yid. You know, the Prima Godim writes, the Nusach of Haggadah is all al pi Chazal. Chazal made up the whole Nusach. And he writes, there's 1,820 words in the Haggadah. I never counted, but this is what he says. 1,820 words in the Haggadah. And that's the exact amount of times that you find in the Torah, 1,820 times you found in the Torah, Shem Hashem of Avaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. how designed perfectly to realize the Borei Olam in your Haggadah, in what you're learning, lessons of Amuna on Pesach by night. You know, you find a very interesting nusach in the Haggadah. Very strange. We call Hashem by the name of Mokim. We say, let's say, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Who's Mokim? Mokim means Hashem. We say, Achshav Kervanu HaMokim. Hashem brought us close. We call Hashem Mokim. Halachas Kam V'Kamo Toivu B'Chvos La Mokim Aleinu. Thank you, Hashem. La Mokim Aleinu, what Hashem did for us. We constantly in the Haggadah call Hashem not by his typical name, but rather we call Hashem by the name Mokim. What's the pshat in that? What's this name that we give Hashem of Mokim? I saw a pshat from the Magid Mipalachek. He said over that the Baal Haggadah here wants us to learn. We know it's the lessons of Amunah. That's what we're trying to learn, Pesach Manayit, the Yisoidus of Amunah. He purposely, constantly, we have a nusach of Mokoyim in describing Hashem. Because we know every physical thing is limited to its place. Everything's totally in its Mokoyim. Everything has a place in this world. However, the Rabbeinu Shalom, on the other hand, he carries a title of Mekoyimei Shaloylam. Everything else has its place, but the Rabbeinu Shaloylam is the Mekoyimei of the world. The Rabbeinu Shaloylam is not limited to any place. The whole world, he's Mekoyimei Shaloylam. The whole world is his place. He's the place of the whole world. Place doesn't exist by Hashem. He's Mekoyimei Shaloylam. So Mamela, when you realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekoyim Shel Olam, that's a tremendous Yisoid in Amunah. Whenever a person feels lost, forlorn, left alone, forgotten about, depression sets in, hopelessness, all those feelings, you're forgetting that wherever you are, whatever place you are, but the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekoyim Shel Olam. You're in Hashem's place. And in Mela, the Rabbeinu Shloim, his Midas HaRachamim, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is always there to wrap you around and take care of you. And that's the foundation of Amunah that we're trying to have Pesach by night, to instill in ourselves, Baruch HaMokoyim, Karvanu HaMokoyim, to put it into our heads to realize the Rabbeinu Shloim's Mekoyim Shloim. Shloima Brevda Zatzal, nifter a couple of years ago, he was Zoicha once to be by his Rebbe, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, for a Seder. He sat one Seder by his Rebbe, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein. And he sat over like this. He was sitting by the Seder by night, by Rabbi Chatzkel. And when Rabbi Chatzkel made a Seder, he wasn't saying any Torah, no pilpul, all the things that people are busy, I don't want to say quote unquote, but wasting the night with things that are not about Chizik and Amunah. He wasn't busy with any of that. No Torah. He went through the Haggadah straight. He said, come on, he said nothing. Mamash, he said nothing the whole night. They were just reading the Haggadah with clarity, with Amunah, going through Maggid. One time in the night, he spoke up and said something. In the piece of the Haggadah, we say, "Mitchila oivdei avodah zarah hoyu aviseinu." In that shtickle, so over there it's brought down. Ve'ekach es avichem es avroh me'iver hanor. Pasuk in Yeshua, that I took your father Avram from Eber Hanor, v'oilich oisoi b'chol eretz Kenan, And I brought him in Eretz Canaan. The Arbe Zaroi, the Eten Lo Yis Yitzchak. And I multiplied his children and gave him a son Yitzchak. This pasuk that I Ekachas Avichem as Avram, and I gave him a Yitzchak. That's one time Bechatzkel spoke up. What did Bechatzkel say? He turned to me and said, obviously in Yiddish, but what he said, he asked me a question. If there's one self-made person in all of Kol HaTorah Kula that you know of all personalities that we know of, who is that one person that you'd say is a self-made person? This is what he asked me. And then he went ahead and answered it without waiting for my answer. He said, if there's one self-made person, it's going to be Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu came from nothing. He had no parent to be mashpi on him. He had no community, no shul, no kehila, no school. There was nothing. Everybody else in Kol HaTorah Kula, all personalities that we know, at the end of the day, there's chayra ability to have hashpah from others. The one person that had zero hashpah from anybody, there was no Yiddishkeit that even existed. Klal Yisrael didn't exist. The one self-made person that had no outside influence, Zaka Bechatzkel, is L'chayr Avraham Avinu. And it's an Avraham Avinu with the Pasuk's writing over here, Ve'ekech as Avichem, I took your father as Avraham, Me'ev Anor, and I brought him to Eretz Yisrael, and I made him who he is. Zaka Bechatzkel, I don't understand. The one self-made person that exists is probably Avraham Avinu, and on that it says, Hashem did it. If you look at the Mitzvah's David on that pasuk, Bechasti notisi liboy, I went ahead with my chesed, and went ahead and moved his heart, Miderech Ovim, and I went ahead and made him become who he is. What does that mean, Frekar Bechatzkel? The one self-made person that exists is probably Avraham Avinu. And here it says Hashem did it. Ve'ekchas Avichem. Zoker Bechatzkel, Bechatzkel told me the answer is a mensch nimmt sich nicht. He told me a yesoid that even when a person thinks he made himself, a person has to know there's no such thing. Der Rebbeinu Hashem tut alts. Der Rebbeinu Hashem does everything. And a mensch nimmt sich nicht. A person doesn't take himself. We have to go through our bechira and do what we think is right. But at the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Hashem is orchestrating it all. We think we find ourselves in a certain yeshiva because we decided. I made the decisions. My bechira. At the end of the day, a person doesn't bring himself anywhere. Hashem puts you where you belong. Your shiva, your family, your community, where you're born, your location, every part of your life. And that's a huge yisoid, a foundation of Emunah. That's the one thing I heard from Shlomo Brevda on the night of Pesach, outside from the Haggadah for Bechatzkel. But it's takal yigvaldik yisoid. I once heard a great quote. Make Hashem your steering wheel and not your spare tire. And it's such a gevaldik yisoid because there's so many from people. People that think that Shomer Torah mitzvahs, they live a from life. And the Rebbeinu Shlom at the end of the day, they're ma'amin in Hashem. They believe in Hashem. They'll tell you they believe in Hashem. But the Rebbeinu Shlom is their spare tire. He's in the back of the car, in the trunk. He's a spare tire. And really, we have to realize, like Bechatzkel is telling us, the Rebbeinu Shlom has to become our steering wheel. He has to be the one that's leading your life. Realize he's leading your life. Recognize Hashem's behind it all. Instead of having questions, realize the answer. And that's the mitzvah of Emunah. You start recognizing and being maimon who Hashem is, you realize the answer to all your questions. Not that you understand. But you know comfortably that you could accept. You know there's a master plan of Hashem running your life. There's no room for the worries and anxiety and all the go ahead and all the pain and stress. You know, it's a Musa Haskell. I always get this sesiris every time I'm driving to a strange location. You go somewhere out of town that you don't know where you're going, and you follow your GPS or ways that you have. So you don't know the chlal where you're supposed to go. And it says, turn right. You think to yourself, what? I know I have to go over there. Turn right? And you blindly find it, and you blindly follow it. You turn right. Or you drive on the highway, it says, get off at this exit. You think to yourself, what? I thought we have to get off a little few more exits down there. And you just get off the exit because it tells you to get off. And you blindly follow your GPS or your ways because you know it's a computer, it knows a little better than you. That message, how you mevatel yourself to your GPS or ways because you know it knows a little better than you, and it knows what's going on, it knows how it's going to get you to your location, to your destination, it's a Musar Haskell in life, in following Hashem with Emunah. We don't understand. We're not supposed to understand. We're not where Hashem is. Hashem sees the whole picture. You're living in this small little world over here. Your small short life of 70 years in this small little place. How do you understand anything? And that's the mitzvah of Emunah. And that's what Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. To train us into this Yisoid. To train us into these foundations. You know, we're living in a generation now more than ever. I see it so much more. I'm telling you, 20 years ago, it wasn't like this. Bachrim today have more questions on Hashem than ever existed. There's much more questions today. It's not just Bachrim. Adults too. People in general. This is the Yeridus HaDoros, the Ikvas and the Mashiach that we're living in, that there are much more questions on Hashem than ever existed. I'm talking about people that are B'nai Torah, B'nai Aliyah, Frum, and they have questions on Hashem. We have to realize there's no room for questions on Hashem. When the question comes into your brain, you have to have the answer. The answer is Emunah. Emunah. That's exactly where Emunah begins. Anything before that, it's not even Emunah. That's Yediyah. To know Hashem exists is Yediyah. Emunah begins when you have your question and you don't understand, and you're able to answer that question with Hashem. Which is a very scary reality, because if we're living with questions on Hashem, having a question on Hashem, but I believe in Hashem, of course I believe in Hashem, but you have a question on Hashem, that means you don't really have Emunah. Because Emunah first begins where your intellect doesn't understand. That's the point of lack of understanding, that's where Emunah comes in. Yeah, I once heard an incredible vart. I don't know if it's a joke or it's not a joke, but it's a maridik of vart. You know, Pesach by night, in the Manish Tana, we say, one of the four questions, Shebechol HaLeilis Ein Anu Matvilim Afilu Pamachas. All the nights of the year, we don't go ahead and dip, even once. HaLeilah Zesh, Shnei Pamim, all of a sudden tonight, we're dipping twice. This is the question that we ask in the Manish Tana. So I heard this word from Mendel Weiss Atzal, a tzaddik mister from New York. He asked, it's not really true. Rosh Hashanah by night, we dip a challah into honey, we dip an apple into honey. We dip twice there too. So what does it mean? We don't dip, not even once. And tonight we're dipping twice. Rosh Hashanah by night, we're dipping a challah in honey and apple in honey. He said such a moiri dik of art. When things are sweet and you're dipping apple in honey and challah in honey, no one asks questions. Things are great, just keep dipping and enjoying life. It's when you have to dip in maror and things are bitter, all of a sudden the questions pop up. You're dipping something into salt water. Hey, what's going on? Why is it salty? Why is life bitter? Questions don't happen when things are sweet. And this is the scary reality of our life. When we have questions on Hashem, it's only from our challenges and difficulties. Did you ever ask Hashem why you're healthy? Why He gives you a home? Why He gives you a car? Why He gives you all the possessions that you have? Those things we don't question Hashem. The fact that we have so much matnas alakim, yoisim mechelki, more than we even deserve, that we don't question Hashem. It's all the things that are not perfect. All of a sudden we have questions. And we have to realize all the questions we have, that's where the mitzvah Amunah begins. And that's what Pesach, the Yom Tov, is about. When we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's to develop the answer to all our questions. And it was a very tragic story that happened almost 2 days ago. On Shabbos in Flatbush, there was a young Jewish from mother walking with her two kids. She was walking with her 5-year-old and her 7-year-old. A Shabbos walk, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And walking down Ocean Parkway. And all of a sudden a car collided into a different car. And it lost control, went flying. And it instantly mowed them down and they were killed on the spot. Mother with two of her daughters. You can't be masig the pain and destruction of the Frum community. You can imagine a Flatbush where this happened. Ocean Park was closed for over a day, 24 hours, mamash. Investigations and everything. Rahman al-Utslan, the father, was sitting at home, watching his infant at home. And you can imagine Hatzalah or the police showing up at his front door and telling him, Rahman al-Utslan, his wife and two daughters were killed. I mean, we can't imagine the tsar and the pain of such a story. The only answer to such a story, which could wreak pain in your heart, to understand, someone showed me the video yesterday. The Levaya was yesterday, Sunday. Someone showed me the video, mamash. Three Aroinus coming out. Malava, three Aroinus, the mother and the two daughters. You don't understand what that means. Rahman al-Utslan. The pain of a father following his wife and two daughters. Unbelievable. The b'chias, the cries that were coming out of that Levaya. Unbelievable. The only way we could digest such a story when we don't understand. Of course we don't understand. Of course we have questions. But the answer to our questions and the fact that we don't understand is the recognition of Amunah. The being a Maimon b'Hashem. The foundations of Amunah, of Hashem having a master plan running this world. Doing only the best for every person that exists. Never doing anything bad to anybody. All these foundations of Amunah is Hashkacha Pratis. Who knows, maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to give us the opportunity of Amunah before we come to the Heilige Yom Tov of Pesach, which is a Zaman of a Geula. V'nisim Nigalu, v'nisim Asidim Ligal. The Geula is going to happen in Nisan. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the grace of Levaya that happened in Flatbush. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be mechazik in our Amunah. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael hears such a story and he can step up to be Maimim Bashem, realize we're Amina B'nei Amina, we're a strong nation. Those Madregas of Amunah that we have, it's such a bitter story. Maybe that's going to be the schus for our Geula that we're all waiting for Be'ezer Hashem this year. Who knows what the Rebbeinu Shel Cheshbonis are? But the answer to our difficulties has to be Amunah. I saw from the Slonim Rebbe, in the Nesiva Shalom, he writes, he brings down the Chazal, "Bezchus Emuna Niglu Avaseinim Mitzrayim, uvezchus Emuna Asidim Ligol." It was the zchus of Emuna that took Klal Yisrael out at the time. Mitzrayim was before we had Matan Torah. At Eirim Ve'Eiria, Klal Yisrael was mamish. Eirim Ve'Eiria is washed up naked from mitzvahs, from zchusim. Zokt Chazal, Yalkut Shemayni, was a schus of Emunah that Klal Yisrael believed that got us out of Mitzrayim. Uvizchus Emunah Asidim Ligol. And the Gula Asida, Be'ezer Hashem B'Karav Mamish, is going to be also with the schus of our Emunah. I see we're short on time, but he goes through Barichas over here in being Masbir, how the Emunah in Mitzrayim took us out. And he writes, so too, here in this Golos, We have to strengthen our amuna, because Chazal tell us it's going to be the amuna that gets us out of this golos. He says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. This mitzvah amuna, I am Hashem, your God, Elokecha. He says, Elokecha is coming to tell every Yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu Elokim Shaloi. Hashem is your personal God. A person has to realize how Rabbeinu Shlom is your personal God. It's Elokecha. And he brings down the famous shita of Rab Meir. Bein kach hu bein kach kruyim bonim. A gavaldik ha-machloikis in the Gemara in Ervin of Daf Yud Gimel. When Klal Yisrael does averus, we do things wrong. We paskin like Rab Meir. That Rab Meir held, even when Klal Yisrael does averus, and even though we're not on the right madrega, we know that quite and clearly, and madrega is not so great here in Golos. But still, Bein kach hu bein kach kruyim bonim, you're still the children of Hashem. Afilu b'matzav ha-shoful b'yoyser, the low madrega that we find ourselves in. Nikrin Yisrael bonim ha-mokim, we're still bonim ha-mokim. He ends his shtickle by writing, we have to realize every tzaddik, the reason why a person is godol mechaveroi, why one person is better than the next, what makes one tzaddik greater than the next, one yid greater than the next, wasn't because he did more mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim. Ela amunosoi bihira yoyser. The ones that had better levels of emunah b'Hashem is what made them greater. Think about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, his greatness. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah writes how much Torah he was zeichah to. 400 prokim mesechas Avodah Zorah. And it's brought down for the Gaonim that it was like that in every mesechta that he learned. 400 prokim was every mesechta. That was Avraham Avinu's Torah was infinite. But yet, based on his word on the Siva Shalom, his greatness didn't come from his Torah. His greatness didn't come from his Chassas Orchim either. His greatness came waiting 100 years to have a child. You know how much Amunah b'Hashem he needed to have? To wait 100 years to have a child? To have his Yitzchak Avinu? All our Gedolei Yisrael, they were challenged with challenges of Amunah. The Chazon Ish, we live by his Pesukim. He wasn't zeichet the children. You know what Amunah b'Hashem he had to have and work on to be on his madrega? That's what made the Chazon Ish. And you go on from Godel to Godel to realize this. Zok the Nesiva Shalom. What makes one person greater than the next is his level of Amunah. I see it's late. The Rabbeinu Shlom Shetaka bench us all. That we should taka utilize this gracious man that we're living through. A gracious man of Chodesh Nisan. A gracious man of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Yontov of Pesach. We should taka strengthen our foundations of Emunah. That taka our Emunah should become on a whole new level from this Heilige Yontov, the Hashpoos of the Yontov. And with that, Be'ezer Hashem, if we as an Olam strengthen our Emunah, we could be the cause that Be'ezer Hashem, Benisim Asidim Ligol.